Welcome to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, A Shepherd's Place. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. From the music and readings so far this morning, you may have guessed that we are talking today about shepherds. Shepherds come up quite a bit in our Bible, from the simple shepherds in the fields at Jesus' birth to the beautiful concept of Jesus as the good shepherd. Now, I'm not a farmer and never have been, but I certainly heard the stories of what shepherds do, which isn't that much different than those caring for other animal herds or flocks. They guide their way to pastures of safety, areas of nourishment. They do their best to keep them safe and healthy. They care for them when they are sick or injured. They search for them and guide them back when they have gone astray or are lost. Does that sound like the church? It should. The ministry and the people of the church are often compared to sheep and shepherds. Today, we are thinking about shepherds and shepherding, but not about Jesus in that particular role. Today, we think about those who serve as shepherds among us, and indeed about the role each of us has to be shepherds to others. Ministry in the church is not the sole domain of those in pastoral ministry, and certainly within the Disciples of Christ denomination, that is very clear. We are all called to minister to serve those in need, physically, mentally, and spiritually. That is not an easy task. And the responsibility placed upon those called to ministry can at times be very heavy. It is certainly not a 9-to-5 job, but much more an all-enveloping lifestyle. Ministry can range from happy events of baptisms, dedications, weddings, preaching, teaching, leading worship, to certainly the less happy events of ministering to those who are sick or dying, helping a family in a bad situation, or sometimes trying to offer support and encouragement to someone in a difficult time in their life, or sometimes having to have the difficult talk with someone who needs a bit of guidance to help get them back on an even path. All of us, in various ways, are part of that. But it does seem that God places a higher standard upon those who have been put in positions of authority and leadership in the church. And I think rightfully so. Jeremiah's words drive that point home very powerfully. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Those words can be frightening to those in ministry. Most in ministry try to do the right things, at least what we think is right. But our good intentions don't matter if we have led folks in a bad direction. Again from Jeremiah, directed at those called to lead. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings. That's harsh, and that's scary. Jesus warned us, though, that there would be those who would try to lead his sheep astray. He said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." And a bit later, "At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people." Knowing who is of God and who is not has been a challenge through the ages and is no easier today. There is hope, however. Jeremiah's words make it clear that there will be those who lead contrary to God's ways. But he also offers words of hope, words that can really comfort us as we can at times feel like the ministry of our church, of God's presence in the world, is weak. Possibly even that feel that way about our own church. Jeremiah's words, "Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord." God doesn't abandon his people, even though sometimes we may feel that way. Even Jesus, hanging on the cross, said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He didn't give up hope, though, and neither should we. In our gospel reading, we heard that Jesus took compassion on the crowds because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They needed leadership and guidance to help them see and find the direction in their lives, individually and collectively. And Jesus taught them. He was also teaching his disciples and those who would come after them to do likewise. There are good shepherds in every age, just as there are some not so good. If we cling to Christ and cling to his teachings as revealed to us in Holy Scripture, we will be good shepherds. The good shepherds will lead the people God loves to faith and to a life centered in Christ, a life of love and service in Jesus' name. That, my friends, is our calling: to serve, to teach, to support, to witness. May we all lead others to find God by the things we say and do, by the lives we lead, and the examples we set. May truth, God's truth, be always in us. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, guide our path, that we may do as you have called us, and that we may shepherd others to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, A Shepherd's Place. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.